lives are universal and enduring. Consider Deborah, a prophetess and judge who led her people with strength, wisdom, and humility. Her example inspires us to step into leadership roles with confidence and integrity. Or reflect on the life of Hannah, whose heartfelt prayers and steadfast faith demonstrate the power of perseverance and achieving our dreams. These stories are not just relics of the past. They are living testimonies that speak to us today, offering practical guidance and spiritual encouragement. Each narrative invites us to see how biblical truths can help us navigate our own paths and grow into the best versions of ourselves. How the women of the Bible inspire strength, faith, and resilience. The women of the Bible are not perfect. They are real, relatable, and flawed. Yet their imperfections make their journeys all the more inspiring. They faced moments of doubt, fear, and failure, but they also demonstrated remarkable strength, faith, and resilience. Their lives show us that growth often arises from struggles and that our setbacks can lead to profound spiritual and personal transformations. Ruth's story highlights the strength found in loyalty and love, teaching us the importance of standing by others even in challenging times. In Ruth chapter 1, verse 16 through 17, Ruth declares her unwavering loyalty to Naomi, saying, "Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God." Her faithfulness and devotion ultimately lead her to a new life and a pivotal role in God's plan, as she becomes an ancestor of King David and ultimately Jesus. Ruth chapter 4, verses 13 through 17. Esther's courage in the face of potential danger illustrates power of bold faith and the impact of taking risk for a greater purpose. In Esther chapter 4, verse 14, Mordecai challenges her, saying, "And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this?" Despite the risk to her own life, Esther acts with faith and bravery, approaching the king to save her people. Esther chapter 5, verses 1 through 8, Esther chapter 7, verses 3 through 6. Her story reminds us of the importance of stepping up when called to make a difference, even in the face of fear. Mary, the mother of Jesus, exemplifies obedience and unwavering trust in divine plans, even when they are beyond understanding. In Luke chapter 1, verse 38, she responds to the angel Gabriel's announcement with faith-filled humility. "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Mary's willingness to surrender to God's will, despite the uncertainty and challenges she would face, serves as a profound example of faith and obedience. Luke chapter 2, verse 19, John chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. In their stories, we see reflections of our own lives. They teach us that we can overcome fear with faith, navigate hardship with hope, and transform our lives with resilience and determination. These women are not just figures from the past. They are mentors for the present, guiding us toward a life of purpose, strength, and spiritual depth. This book seeks to explore the lives of these extraordinary women, drawing out their lessons and applying them to our contemporary journeys. As we delve into their stories, may we be inspired to embrace their virtues, overcome our struggles, and step confidently into the fullness of who we are meant to be. Key supporting scriptures. 1. Imperfect but redeemed lives. Romans chapter 3, verses 23 through 24. "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus." 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." 2. Ruth's loyalty and faith. Ruth chapter 1, verses 16 through 17. "Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay." Ruth chapter 4, verses 13 through 17. Ruth's role in God's redemptive plan. 3. Esther's bold faith. Esther chapter 4, verse 14. "Who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this?" Esther chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. Chapter 7, verses 3 through 6. Esther's bravery in approaching the king. 4. Mary's trust and obedience. Luke chapter 1, verse 38. "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." Luke chapter 2, verse 19. "But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart." John chapter